So what is it that creates rapport? Now, of course, I know rapport isn't something that's new to you. You've been building rapport with people for most of your life. You probably just hadn't worked out why you have more rapport with some people than others. Why you get on with some people really, really well and you don't get on with other people at all. In NLP, what we want to do is take all of the chance out of creating rapport. So what is it? What's going on at the unconscious level that has us click with some people and not others? Well, let's think about a person that you built rapport with very, very, very well in the past. Remember a time in the past when you met someone for the very, very first time and you instantly clicked with them? I know there's at least one person, probably more. Now just think, you'd never met them before, you'd never seen them before, you'd never spoken to them before. You met them and instantly clicked with them. Now, as you bring that person to mind, what was it about that person that had you instantly click with them? That's right. My guess is that you had something in common with them. Maybe you had the same kind of interests, the same hobbies. Maybe you came from the same part of the world. Maybe you had the same kind of job or career. Maybe they had the same kind of beliefs. Somehow, you were like each other. And that's the major premise for rapport within NLP. When people are like each other, they like each other. When people are like each other, they like each other. In fact, though, it doesn't need to be a true likeness, just a perception of likeness. So the question for NLP is, how do we communicate, hey, I'm like you, you can like me, and therefore get the rapport? Now, this happens at a completely unconscious level, but somehow we communicate with someone, hey, I'm like you, you can like me, and you get the rapport.